Did anybody see you coming to my house last night? When I got your message on my beeper, unless you want to do everything I like. All right.
Let me in the same room as you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know
She don't know.
that really turns me on.
She'll never guess in a million years that
That
we've
we
got
got
the
this
thing
thing
going
going
on.
on.
Oh.
You're my little secret. That's how we should keep it. You should never. Oh. And
So
that's how we
everybody's
should
mine.
mind about you and I. They don't think so, but they don't really know and want to know. You're my little secret, and that's how we should keep it. We should never let them know, never let it show. If you know, like I know, we should never let it go. Come on, now you want to sing? I know you want to.
Everybody cheats, but you gotta know when, you gotta know how, you gotta know why my infatuation with you is taking me on an emotional high. Oh.
I'm caught all up in this love affair, nigga. Speculation will bring us stairs. And all my friends are asking me about it. Still, the truth I can't read. That's how we should keep it, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, but you know the I have another A&B selection to sing because there's this video that I fucking fell out laughing. But before I do that, welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my! This week I am the chicken wing that Casey was holding on the shoulders of whoever was carrying him around in that crowd of the concert when he stopped singing to get a bite of that chicken wing.
You know what? And I am Lyrica Senior with the best wigs in America.
Because you know what? If you think you're lonely now, oh yeah, wait until tonight, girl. But when I was little, you know what's so funny? When I was little, I used to pick on my sister. I used to say, if you think you're ugly now,
Who didn't?
oh yeah, wait until the light's on.
You know what?
They're making parodies when I was a kid. I used to go to school with a girl named Shatasia. And
Shatasia from
this is around,
California?
yes, girl. And this is around the
You from
time,
Alabama, motherfucker.
and this is around the time that Mystical Danger came out. And so every time she walked into the room, I'm like, Shatasia!
You are
Shatasia!
so rude.
Oh, the nigga right here.
No, you didn't.
The and then there was this boy named Dwayne who used to pick on me. He used to call me a faggot all the time.
That's
And
right.
so, but Dwayne used to stink. And
Dwayne.
so then when he used to pick on me and he kept calling me a faggot in class, and mind you, he was like a big motherfucker, so I couldn't beat him up. But I was like, you know what? I got something for that ass. And so I said, one time I started making a beat on my desk, right? And I was like, take a bath, nigga, wash yourself. Take a bath, put some
No, you
deodorant.
didn't.
Attention, all you stanky niggas, who is the stanky bitch? Wash yourself. He didn't
No,
fuck with me. Yes,
the
I did.
hell
Take a bath,
you did
nigga, wash yourself. And then I
not.
remember, I was in a communications class or whatever. I forgot, was it communications or advertisements? And we had to make a jingle about a hair removal cream. And it was like, whoo. I gotta, you gotta shave it off. Cause the hair be all on my face and my nasty in my face. And you know you gotta shave, you better shave it off. Like the hair be gum commercial, you gotta get it all up in there before you go somewhere. You better shave it off. But to make that move to a groomer who can appreciate all them naps in your crevices, you better shave it off. But to do his best for me.
Remember all this bullshit?
you remember the whole, you must have came up with that.
I did, and then I came up with another one because we had to make a jingle for Costco samples, and I was like, "If the sandwich ain't good, I'm paying for it. Better be free. If you're talking to me, I want a sample. I don't want to spend my money. I'm broke and I'm cheap, and I want it for free. I know the samples in here. Where they at? Where they at? Don't want to spend my money. Where they at? I know the samples. And why am I like this?
That's creative. That's creative.
And so, you know, funny? My mom was like, why don't you ever work on SNL and make them parodies? And I was like, you know what? I might have to bring my parodies back. Because I'd be in my own little world sometimes. And I hear a song. And then, like, I'll just start, like, making things up. Or, like, it's been like that since I was little. I will always do that all the time with songs. And mm-hmm. It'll just be, like, an inside joke. And it could be, like, a song that's not even supposed to be funny. And it will come on. And I'll just start busting up laughing. And people are like, what's so funny? And I'm like, y'all wouldn't even understand. Like, I saw a tweet that said on Twitter about Cheryl Lynn's encore. And I was like, oh my God, we live in the same universe. I used to sing it wrong too. And it's the tweet said, I always thought she said, your love, you're so good. Good love, desserts, and I'm poor. Last one that we're gonna get to these bitches. But the last one was for us church kids. I always thought that a bomb in Gilead was a bomb.
There is a bomb in Gilead.
There was a bomb in Gilead.
Oh yeah.
There is a bomb in Gilead. Jesus is the bomb, y'all. Okay. Last one. When I was in kids choir, this was like when Men in Black first came out. And I remember, I made a remix for church. And it was, Jesus is coming back, coming back. He wants you to remember. Everybody just pray with me. Just pray with me.
Pray.
Don't pay backslide. Tithe. Walk in faith. Now freeze.
And listen.
Them deacon ass bitches were mean as hell. And my grandma's church. Yeah, them old black church bitches be mean shit.
Yes. and they always like, sit down. It's never sit down, it's sat down.
Sat down. Rest around.
And then there was, may she rest in peace, Sister Clayton. No, Sister Cole and Sister Clayton.
May all things be the night. What does Destiny's Child say? Sister Mary Patrick. Right after Sail Away, you know. You remember.
Yes. And so when we would be cutting up, she had a damn switch in her purse and she went to the choir stand. Take the switch out and point at us with the damn switch from the choir stand. Her kids were bad as fuck. I'll never forget when she would whoop them and you could hear them getting a whooping in the bathroom. You could hear it. And then that walk out, she would walk them back to the seat, and it should go sit right back in the choir stand. It should be pointing that switch at everybody. And they'd be sitting there like, and then she'd be like, shut up. I'll give you something to cry about.
You know, essentially, church is a great place to pull these hoes, because I know them pimps be sitting in the back of the church, okay, mm-hmm. looking at the bitches, because all the big booties are Baptist church booties, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they be wearing like a club outfit, but longer. To church.
And then the old lady come and put the fucking prayer cloth on their leg.
Just like Phaedra Parks Esquire, who she posted on Instagram today or recently. These blonde fucking cheap ass
Party goddamn, City.
It's a Marilyn Monroe Halloween costume wig. It's horrible. This ain't Betty and Veronica, bitch. Okay, it's
not Betty and Veronica. Playing. Don't bring them in the mix.
She ain't even Josie and the Pussycats, okay? She ain't even Midge. She ain't even Sabrina.
What you know okay? about Midge and Sabrina? Hold on,
I
now.
Read all
hold
the Archie. I read all read the Archie motherfucking too, comics. What you know?
That shit
come
too,
on, Jughead. Bitch. You're Jughead.
Bitch, I ain't no motherfucking Jughead.
You're the Jughead.
Jughead didn't get no love. I feel like Jughead was low-key a pothead anyways.
At one point, he like fucked Veronica.
I remember that. And they brought that up on Riverdale. See, I watched Riverdale for like the first, like, I don't know what it is about them CW shows. The first seasons always are good. And then they always just like jump the shark and do some like weird shit.
Oh, crazy bullshit.
Supernatural shit. And I was like, how do we fast forward or go back in time and all this shit? Mm-mm.
Please. You know, Betty and Veronica, those are my bitches, you know.
Cheryl Blossom,
Reggie, okay?
Midge. Moose.
Well, yes, Moose. That's what I was going to ask. Who's Midge's boyfriend? Mrs. Grundy?
Oh, I forgot about Ms. Grundy. Her. Pops?
Yes. What you know about this?
Bitch, I read Archie comics. That was... So when I was a kid, I didn't really have that many friends. So like, I used to read hella comic books. I would read Archie. I would read Sailor Moon. And I would read X-Men. Those were my three things. And I used to get, you know, when you go to the grocery store, Stater Brothers, shout out to the Inland Empire girls, Stater Brothers at the front, at the checkout stand, they would have the double digest. So I used to always get the double digest, them thick ass double digest, and I would finish that shit in like one day.
I did a review of, speaking of Archie, my garage at home in Orange County, there's a box with nothing but Archie comics, like a bunch, like filled up.
Mm-hmm.
But the other comic I read, and I reviewed it a few years ago, and I was like, this is so intellectually intelligent. Mm-hmm. Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh my God, I used to read those too.
Because I didn't understand what the fuck they were talking about when I was a kid. But then looking now, I'm like, oh shit, this is some deep shit.
No, Archie was very like you would think it's all cute and fancy, but like when you read it as an adult, you're like, this is some real like young adult teenage lustation going on. And then Veronica's shady ass daddy.
Mr. Lodge. Mm-hmm. Hebrum? Something like that. Hebrum.
He did not like Archie's ass. But it's so funny how like on Riverdale, the series, they made him out to be like super duper like shady mafia boss or some shit like that. Like it was a lot. I want to try to watch it again, but like it just got so weird. Hmm. But I did love how Josie was black.
Oh, Josie was black?
Josie and the Pussycats were all black. All three of them.
Oh, come on, sis. 702.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But okay, let's get back to these bitches.
Okay.
Monique motherfucking Samuels, or whatever your maiden name finna be, filed for divorce from Chris. And it's just so funny how, like I always say, it's those couples that always be posting all, like, the super-duper lovey-dovey shit. It's always like, okay, clearly you're overcompensating because your shit ain't working. And I get it.
Maybe the ones that be saying, we're in the best place of our lives. We're the happiest we've ever been. You're lying.
Because you know how I know? Because I used to be that bitch. I used to be. And this is not shade. I take responsibility for my last relationship. I take just, like, it's
50-50. Responsibility for suffering?
No, like, we were not a fit. We were not a fit. And it's okay. You when you mature, you realize that some things just don't work.
You know what you should have thought of? What you should have heard at that time?
I'll keep it cute. This is a recording.
I know what it is. Okay, I always keep it cute all day and every day.
All right. I just had to let that know because I don't feel like having to edit shit out now.
They don't even listen.
Go ahead.
What you should have known back then is don't get married for love.
Shut up.
Okay. That's what you should have motherfucking known. Okay. Because guess what does not pay these motherfucking bills? If I could click on love to pay a fucking bill, then I'd be clicking
not
all.
Not L-O-V-E, but L-U-H.
Love.
But I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Shit.
But yeah, so like Monique and Chris literally like a couple months ago were like, we're not divorcing, and people are saying that we're divorcing and da 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 da. And I'm just like, oh, this came out of left field.
Did you say a couple months ago?
Yeah. I
thought it was like a couple years ago.
No, this was like a couple months ago on like a YouTube, because you know she got that YouTube channel that no one watches. But what the it's part
for hungry moms? What the fuck is that shit called? What the fuck is her shit called?
Not for lazy moms or some shit like that. I don't know.
What did I say?
You said for hungry moms. I was like, why? Why I sound like a
hungry?
Why I sound like a TV dinner, like hungry man and hungry moms? Well,
they might as well. Okay, then they can make hungry they to be so fucking specific. Okay.
But you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, what you see on social media is most of the time not the truth. Cause look at Kim and Croy. Like, they were all crazy in love, every damn post, all up on each other. I could never live a day without you. He was styling her wigs. He was probably photoshopping her waist, photoshopping her nose.
She had him in the garage sewing them motherfuckers, okay? Putting them wigs up. Or,
you know, and look at them. But you know what else I clocked? Brielle posted on her Instagram, Happy Father's Day to him. And, you know, people are saying, like, oh, how could you do that to your mother? Da, 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 da. And I was like, at the end of the day, Croy was the closest thing to a damn father figure that they had. And that man, that was a good man, Savannah. Like, that man did a lot for them kids. You know, we may talk a lot of shit about Kim, whatever like that, though. But I can't sit here and deny. Like, he loved them kids. And so that's why, like, I feel like something's very fucked up in this situation. And I know it's going to come out. I'm just waiting to hear what it is. But then, like, she's alleging that he was emotionally abusive to her. But then I'm just, it's getting real nasty. And it's also allegedly, you know, I got to throw that in there. You know, just, I don't want to get sued. you know, for all 32 of y'all that listen. Allegedly, they had it's so bad to where like they had to have like coin appointed visitors for when like the kids go to the other person's house or whatever like that, and they like ask the kids questions. And I was like, this is too much. Like, granted, my parents divorced, but I didn't have that. I didn't have to go through that. My checking point was my grandma's house. So like it was like my parents never talked to each other. Like they would drop me off at my grandma's house and then the other parent would come pick me up. My parent, the one parent would tell my grandma what's need to be done or whatever's needed, whatever like that. And my grandma would tell them. And I would think, and I think that it took my grandma passing away when I was in high school. And they had to communicate with each other because there was no bridge. Like they had to talk to each other. So hopefully Kim and Croy can work it out because they got four kids. And like, you know, that's Brielle and the other one, they grown. But them four kids, it's like, damn. Like, and it sucks to like, you didn't ask to be born to someone on reality TV and everybody in the damn business and shit like that. Like, you know, but we shall see.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Shit. Oh, well.
Let's get into these motherfucking shows. You want to do...
Can we talk about Ho-Ho?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You had some shit to say.
Let me just... Okay, so Lisa... Here's the deal, y'all. I muted them... Sbarro hoes, okay?
Sbarro? Oh, I was like, who's Sbarro?
Okay. Muted them. Whether it's them Jersey bitches or the motherfucking Big Lip Brigade, I can't win on Twitter. I can't get away from any of these fucking hoes that are off goddamn season, okay? So Lisa Rinna got a job doing an episode for the American Horror Stories, not the main one, but a subsidiary, which is lovely. Good for you.
It's hey, a job is a job, you know?
A job is a job, okay? But I see on Twitter certain accounts, okay, Rena is winning. She got this job. Okay, it ain't like no TV1 or BET special that the other girl from Beverly Hills is doing. I'm like, just say your motherfucking name. You're going to do all that, okay? Just say, just Garcelle, okay, is doing her damn thing. And you know what? Just because it's Black Network, okay, what is the problem? A job is a job.
Because let me tell you something. Just as much as y'all shade Tubi and BET and TV1, y'all, the white girls be on WeTV, Lifetime, and fucking
BLC, 600 pound bitches, 90 day fiance looking stupid,
Freeform. They be okay. You know, the thing about it is that like I saw that shit too. I think I know exactly what account you're talking about. I don't want to give them no airtime. I don't want to give them any attention up on here. But we know who you're talking about. And I saw that tweet, and I was like, you know, let me mute your ass because you're getting on my nerves. Because, like, what you're not going to do is disrespect someone who, because at the end of the day, if you want to go there and shade Garcelle to prop Lisa up, we could pull up the Wikipedia, we could pull up the IMDb, and tell me who has had more credible roles. Yes, Lisa was on soap operas and was on Meryl's Place. But don't get it twisted. Garcelle was on the Jamie Foxx show. Garcelle was on multiple videos. Hell of a
She's been everywhere. Okay.
Luther Vandross, 112.
Luther.
Hell of videos. Coming to America.
Lisa Rinna can't even get on no Jeffrey Osborne, can you? Woo, woo, woo. Let's see that.
And not just that though, but Garcelle is also in the MCU.
Garcelle was in Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Come on.
You know, don't. And that was just the last few years. Whereas the other bitch was too busy dancing in her motherfucking house, off beat and shit, looking a fucking mess, and then dealing with the rats in her motherfucking kitchen and shit, and selling Depends and Home Shopping Network. Which, hey, you know, I can't knock it because I know you still got more money than me, Renna. So I'm not knocking your hustle. But what we're not going to do is disrespect a black woman to prop up a white woman. You can prop up a white woman without disrespecting a black woman.
Her tagline one of those seasons was, "You can't hustle the hustler," something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why you disrespect another bitch's hustle? Okay. Can't everybody get a job? Even if it's a commercial that's shown at 11 p.m., okay?
Because I'm not going to sit here and... I mean, Lisa's resume is pretty lengthy. But honestly, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to sit here and pit them against each other. They both have pretty lengthy resumes. They both have had long careers in Hollywood. And, you know, careers in Hollywood have peaks and valleys. And sometimes one girl's peak may be another girl's valley, and vice versa. It happens. It happens to them all. But what we are not going to do in Juneteenth is discredit a black woman to prop a white woman.
What we ain't going to do. That's on
period. Period.
Okay. Also, on a same franchise, slightly different note, uh-huh. I don't know who your voice twin thinks he is, but you know what?
Girl, focus on your current job. Why don't you focus on your motherfucking show, Carlos? Because you so worried about Atlanta's ratings. You so worried about Kenya and Candy being authentic friends, and Garcelle and Sutton being authentic friends. And I'm just like, shout out to Dawn, by the way. Even Dawn was like the one that we met in West Hollywood, girl.
Oh, okay.
Sheree, yes. Selling joggers.
Yes.
you know, even he said he saw Garcelle and
I think Dawn like DAWN.
No, sorry. That's the Southern draw on me. But but you know, he even said himself, he said, I seen Sutton and Garcelle at drag brunch without cameras, kicking it and kikiing, you know? And so, Carlos, you so worry about these girls and the ratings when that same Twitter account that be posting the fucking ratings for every damn show.
Look at Love and Marriage Alabama or wherever.
Girl, that shit said 200K. Okay. And I'm like, you should be worried about that shit. And also, you done lost the main storyline of the franchise that you built around this bitch. Monique ain't married no more. Who gonna hold down Love and Marriage DC for your ass? But you still worried about Atlanta having low ratings on a fucking Memorial Day weekend, and then the ratings went back up to almost 1 million the next week. Girl.
At least get a Bravo check. You're gonna be doing all of that.
Speaking of every week, because you done went on that tangent, I'm going to go on a tangent. I am so sick of these Bravo pages, these Bravo fan pages that post the ratings. First of all, who watches live cable television anymore? I don't have cable. I watch the shit either on Peacock the next day, so it's commercial free and it, I just zoom through it, or I watch it on Sling TV, which is still not cable.
Mm-hmm.
But like, those ratings are only capturing cable television live viewing. No one, like, if you, like, no one watches television like that. So it's just like, why are y'all so, and not just that though, when do we come so pressed about television ratings? When did we become obsessed about this? And not just that, though, I'm going to say this, too, because that same Twitter account that posted the Atlanta ratings on Memorial Day weekend and had y'all all, oh, Atlanta might be next to get the plug pulled. Atlanta might be put on pause. Atlanta might get replaced. And da-da-da-da. Candy and Kenya aren't doing it. Da-da-da-da-da. All, you know, all these stupid-ass hot takes. That same account posted that Orange County only had like 700,000 views, whatever like that, and not a damn peep out of none of y'all. Not a damn peep. I find it so funny and suspect that y'all motherfuckers
won't mention that them Utah bitches were low the entire
season. But heaven forbid a cast full of black women is below 900, a million views. Quiet as it's kept, ain't nobody on cable television pulling a million views per episode. No one. The only ones that have lately have been like the reunions for New Jersey and then Vanderpump because of Scandoval, but ain't nobody, like nothing, not.
That Nielsen rating shit is like 10 so years stupid. Old. Okay?
It's old. No one, like, and not
when just the streaming began, when all that other shit, the other options other than cable began, okay, Nielsen basically died, okay? Nobody cares anymore.
I would love to see how many people go on Peacock and view the shit.
Okay.
Because that's how I watch it. I don't, who the fuck watches live television? But I digress. But I just find it so suspect that they all want to jump on the black women, but never want to talk about the white girls who have the same or less views.
On a other different note, that same account we're talking about, mm-hmm. okay, and many other accounts, the New York bitches have not started yet. All we have seen is minor clips mm-hmm. of these bitches, okay? I talked about this maybe a month ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can look at a few seconds of somebody and be like, oh, this bitch is gonna eat. This bitch is gonna be that motherfucking hoe, okay? She gonna run this shit. She gonna eat these hoes up. You know,
many of housewives that come on and I see like the little clip or I see the preview and I'm like, ooh, they look good. And then the show comes and I'm just like, ugh. Or I have seen many of trailers or things like that where I'm like, oh, this looks okay. And I've been shocked, you know, like first season of Salt Lake City was their best season, in my opinion. Now, before the show aired, I was like, whatever. But then that first episode, when you got the smell like hospital and all that shit, it delivered. But that's what I'm saying. You cannot judge something based off
and of... And those same people, when they saw a few seconds of Jen Shaw before the show premiered, okay, mm-hmm. she's gonna eat, she's gonna run this, ooh, Queen Bee, what's she doing now? Okay, these motherfuckers all really can't stand her. The ones who do stand her are certifiably insane, but I just I can't look at a person. I can see that you're attractive, obviously. Mm-hmm. Most of these bitches are attractive. The new girls on New York City, they're
oh, cute. They're all beautiful. All six or seven of them. They're all fucking stunning.
But I can't form an opinion. The only one I'm intrigued by is Glasses, okay?
Not Glasses. Who's Glasses? The older lady with the gray hair?
She's probably our age. yes, I think she's the only... I think she's a lesbian, too. And
yeah, I saw that. Honestly, or on the flip side of that coin, I can't stand bitches that will shit on something just based off of a trailer, a picture, a look, or something, like just shit all over it. Because honestly, I don't know, maybe my timeline is different because my timeline, they're shitting all over the new girls because they want the old girls back. And I understand you want the old girls, girl, that you finna get a whole damn girls trip. Just watch that shit. But like, it's like, can you let shit air first before you just completely either praise it or dump it? Like, can you just let shit air? And not just that though, but I also can't stand This is my last time to talk about this. We're going to get into the shows. I can't stand when, if you're excited about something and bitches come out the woodworks and just want to just shit all over it. And I'm just like, damn, like, I feel like this is the thing that irritates me with fandoms. Not just Housewives, but with Drag Race, with wrestling, with every fandom that I'm a part of. It gets to a point to where it's like, I want to ask people, I'm like, do you enjoy this anymore? Do you like it anymore? Because like you can't point out anything good out of it. You're just like hate watching it and shitting all over. And I get it. There are some things to shit on. But when it gets to the point to where it's like everything is horrible and you're just going to shit on everything, then it's like, why are we here?
Those people are just tacky. I mean, for example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Clifton Charles, y'all, he enjoys watching the wrestling shows. I have zero interest. And I watched it with a couple episodes with him. They're all very long, but it was entertaining, but I was still uninterested. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, you know this bullshit is fake.
Or,
you
I know, can't this stand motherfuckers that do that shit, because you know what I do? I'd be like, oh, but Game of Thrones, the show that you was having a whole damn temper tantrum about for 3 weeks on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, that's real.
You don't have to mute Dragon, Targaryen, whatever the fucking name is.
I still have Winter is Coming muted, and I never watched. I never watched a single episode of that show. I have no desire to watch it. But the thing about it is
some fire ass tweets about a dragon, but I'm missing it.
And so the thing about it is that if you like it, I love it. I'm not going to go out of my way to shit on it. Or like my favorite. Every time Beyonce comes out with something, every time there's a new era, a tour, a look, or something, there's always someone that comes out of the woodworks to spend their whole time just shitting on it. And I'm just like, for something that you don't like, you're very obsessed with it. And
they
like,
coming out and saying, no, it's Ashanti, bitch.
And I'm no just Beyonce. Like, I'm just like, that energy could be used to something that you like. Tell us what you like. Talk about what you like. And I get there's a difference, and I feel like a lot of people don't grasp the difference of hating something and giving an honest opinion about something or a critique. And I feel like a lot of people, because we have social media, and I know it sounds very rich coming from two gay black men that critique rich bitches on TV, but like,
you just outed me. I can't believe it.
I know, but like, you know, when it gets to a point to where it's just like, damn girl, what do you like? That's the part where that kind of makes you feel like, bitch, what do you like? Do you like this? Like, what you're very obsessed with it. Do you like it? Like, but I digress. Child, anyways, so
people are these hoes are miserable.
Everybody on social media, we're all miserable. Hell, we're fucking laughing about these bitches dying in the damn summer. Sorry, but
some of them tweets, they were good.
some of them were funny, but then some of them, I'm like, girl.
I mean, we got a lot of people on Twitter. Twitter went to nautical engineering. Okay. They got that water shit down. They built a boat.
Girl.
They've been deep. They go deep like Janet. Okay.
And they don't get no sleep.
None. Okay. Okay. Who are we talking about?
So, do you want to do... Isn't it... Okay, I was just saying this though. It's so nice to have two options of.
Let me tell you something.
Uh huh.
What day is this? Oh, okay.
It's Thursday.
The other day, Tuesday night, when I got off of work,
you started to get a little irritated, didn't you? And you're like, wait.
I was getting hot because I was like, ugh. then I I sat down, I put the shit on, and I was like, oh, ooh. My DVR was clear. And I was like, these bitches are gone. Okay, these Olive Garden hoes are out my life for a minute.
I'm gonna say this, like, and you know, I try to be, this is why they call me Big Bird, I try to be optimistic, but like, I agree. I've been listening to the Two T's in a Pod a lot lately, of which I actually really enjoy that podcast. Like, outside of us, that's probably like the one Housewives podcast that I can continuously listen to every week. Teddy and Tamara, they both said, like, we need a break. Like, it was a hard watch because it just, and I think that's probably why I have been enjoying Orange County a lot, because
enjoying
Orange County. I've been enjoying Orange County a lot because it's bringing us back. Sometimes you got to go back to basics. And what I mean by that is you have to go back to the formula that worked for you because you were getting really off track. And I know that the pandemic and everything has really kind of put all of the franchises a little off track, some more than others. But when they find their bearings back, when they drive back, no pun intended, it's good. And I think that's probably why I've been enjoying Orange County, because, and I love Atlanta down, but this nephew situation, it's really feeling like y'all are grabbing at strings to try to make something out of something where, and I get it, being a housewife, your job is to have drama and bullshit and chaos. But when your drama, huh?
Well, I had a quick question.
Go ahead.
To go back to what you were saying about how you think of Orange County is going back to the basics and everything.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, what do you think are the least toxic of the franchises?
Honestly, every franchise has had toxic moments.
Orange County, the worst they had was a cancer, fake cancer.
Yeah.
That ain't that bad compared to this other shit.
Well, the toxicity on Orange County mostly happened off camera with Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
I would say with Orange County, it was the cancer and the Kelly Dodd situation. But then
New York,
like,
you haven't really had talks. That last season. That last season, well, yeah.
Their toxicity got them the chop. Dallas, their toxicity got them the chop. I'm going down the lines. Atlanta, off camera,
the rape shit,
NeNe, and this ongoing thing about the murders, and then Jersey, of course, Teresa going to jail, and then Teresa versus Melissa and Joe,
Utah, that bitch going to jail.
Beverly Hills, Erica Jane's husband. So, you know, that's why I said.
And Miami's been fine.
But that season 3 when they were picking on homegirl.
Karen, I love Karen.
Yeah, season 3 was very toxic.
Potomac,
The Monique and Candace fight in the colorism. And Monique and Candace fighting the colorism and them diverting to attacking Chris's character over discussing their real life.
You know, the Monique and Candace fighting, you know, it was bad. I wasn't too irritated by it, but
I feel like it was the social media.
I know they're saying these black old ghetto bitches, oh motherfucking ghetto ass moon cricket hoe.
Not moon.
I
that word.
I heard that for the first time a few months ago, and I was like, what the fuck is a moon cricket? And I was like, oh. Is it true, Sarah Jane?
Shut up, we're not doing that on the podcast. We're not doing that today. But let's get into these damn...
Leave Marlo's old ass shit alone.
Girl, yeah, we'll just talk about Atlanta. Marlo, hang it up. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Because I have worked plenty of jobs where someone has died that used to work at that job, but the job didn't go out of their way to...
How many jobs you worked at with people dying?
I had people die at my last job. And I had someone get killed when I worked at Starbucks. One of my old coworkers got killed. He was on some gang shit. He got killed. Mm. But like that happened after he left. I may have saw it on Facebook or like that, but Starbucks didn't post no damn thing about it and pay for the funeral or send flowers or things like that.
Anything about him?
And so that's why I'm like, Candy, like Marlo. I get it. It's sad, but I feel like you're using this to create something because you don't have anything. And it's just like, why don't you talk about raising your nephews? Why don't you talk about, like, I feel like Marlo gave more last season than this season. I feel like this season, Marlo's trying to be a producer and it's not working. Some girls know how to
gotta get comfortable.
Yeah, some girls know how to be producers and it works for them, whereas other girls try to be producers and it just doesn't work. It doesn't flow. It doesn't hit. It just comes off very grasping for straws. And, you know, I relate to what Candy said about feeling numb, because when you go through some shit like that at that young of age, it fucks you up. And some people gotta realize, people handle things differently. There is not a one size fit all for grieving. There is not a one size fit all for any of those things. But for Marlo,
I'm a delayed reaction griever.
Yeah, same. Like, you know, I've been to funerals where I did not shed a tear. And, you know, I felt bad because I was not like, oh! But, you know, I have my own way of handling things. But for Marlo to keep bringing us up and hanging over her head to try to get her to engage because you feel like she's not, quote unquote, giving enough, it's very fucked up.
On Candy's recent what's her name for show,
I don't watch it.
I was trying to cue you into Speak on It.
Oh, Speak on It. Yeah, Speak
on It. She has to sing every single damn time. She said regarding this, she said about Marlo, fuck your flowers. That's what she said, fuck your flowers. I'm not getting your flowers ever. Oh. Okay. And Candy is fed up with Marlo, period.
As she should, because it's like, bitch, like, who wants their name to be attached to a fucking murder? Like, I'm already going through legal shit. I don't want to talk about this shit with you. In fact, I'm going to go down the whole line of the girls. So that was Candy and Marlo. Kenya, I understand wanting to have a sibling for your child. I get that. All my friends who are parents, they have all had that discussion. But, and I understand wanting them to have the same father. But Mark is one of the most toxic men that I've ever seen on reality television. And you mean to tell me that you're going through such a nasty divorce with him. They're still not divorced. You know that, right?
Mm.
They're still okay. not divorced. It's been dragging out. And they have been divorcing since before the fucking pandemic. You know, and... But you want to bring another child in this world with his DNA?
She said she was divorced, and they're walking through the airport hand in hand. She's wearing a long-ass white sweater dress and some clunky boots through the airport.
With her okay. and Mark?
Yeah.
When was this?
Oh, this was years ago. Years
okay,
ago.
Okay, I was going to say, no, she with that fine, her, she with that fine was, man now. With them
tight-ass sweater dresses, okay? And you saw every lump of that silicone in the ass.
Not
and,
the silicone.
And she had some boots on that looked, didn't even go with the shit. It was like, what? This is not an airport outfit. This is not an airport. I wouldn't wear a good outfit and put it in the airport seat.
Nah, I'm fuck around and be like Naomi Campbell coming out of the damn hazmat suit on while you're playing.
I'm wearing the cheapest of track suit up in there, okay? Period. Drew, what music career?
Girl, let's talk about this. That was okay. It was so fake. The whole thing. Oh, all of a sudden the model is not available. Really, Drew? Like And it's like, you know, we know what happens because, you know, they're filing, they're divorcing, but it's just so fake and so try hard. And then, oh, your husband, how does he look like with no shirt on? Da, 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 da. Like that whole thing was so, so fake. And in their chemistry, when
who other than the 13 people in the whole family gonna listen to this goddamn video?
And then when she sat on his lap, there was no chemistry whatsoever.
She sat on his lap like Carlton Banks sitting in that bench with the old lady wig on. Okay. Just falling in his motherfucker lap. Okay, bitch, she ain't doing shit. Okay, that was not sexy. Period. Okay, you ain't got no career. Let me tell you, I will pay $75 to hear two songs from Samantha Mumba before I go to see Drew for free. Fuck you, Drew.
Well, the
fuck
gag
you.
Is, I saw Samantha Mumba for free at my job, and she was the most nicest,
it
sweetest
better
pop
have been
star I've ever met. Don't do her like that. Samantha Mumba. Don't do Samantha.
It was free because she knows, okay? If she had said $3 concert in Sacramento, it wouldn't have been two people there.
The club was packed. And it wasn't free
because
for
free.
Everybody else.
If she said $3,
it wasn't like, free for everybody else. It was free for me.
We'll listen to it on the iPod.
I'm going to need you to stop shading my Irish queen.
I'm not shading... Okay, I'm not shading, okay? I'm not shading motherfucking Irish Summer Walker with a shark tooth. If she ate pussy, she could do a whole hysterectomy with that motherfucking tooth alone. You seen how sharp that fucking tooth is, bitch? It'll kill you.
Yeah. Don't want to love you if you don't love me. Don't want to need you when you don't need me to. Don't want to tell you that it would be right if I didn't tell you or baby, come on over tonight. We can make all right. Yes.
I remember that one.
There was one Samantha song that I was like, baby girl, you tried it. And I love you, but you tried it. Where she had her version of, lay, been thinking about you, baby. Just sitting away.
Watching the days.
Watching the days go by.
Watching the days go by. Yeah, that was a choice. That? I'm going to send it to you right now.
Samantha Mumma is going to go down in history as, you know, one of them all-time world-famous artists like Natalie.
Okay. Don't do her like that.
She can sell out arenas like Amanda Perez could, right?
Rasan, fuck you. I just sent you the video.
She could sell out a whole Wiener Schnitzel, okay? Oh my God. This is funny to me, okay? Samantha Mumba.
I want to hear your react. I want to see your reaction.
Really?
Just sitting around watching the game. So bye. She got that Janet Jackson All For You video wig.
She got that Nivea backup wig, okay? Listen, let me tell you something, okay? She got her mouth all tight because she knows she don't want to show that tooth.
Stop it!
She don't want to show that tooth, okay? You know her teeth would toe up. She had teeth on teeth, not racks on racks on racks. It's teeth on teeth, okay? She was on that shark, okay? She said, line these dominoes the fuck up. She could play spades in her motherfucking mouth.
Okay, back to Atlanta.
We were talking about Drew broke ass. Okay, girl. You know what? Drew, fuck you, bitch. Just stop trying to bullshit me, okay? You're not a dancer, okay? This is what I'm tired. Any bitch at the club is doing the same move, okay?
But she was in Step Up, the original Step Up.
The motherfucker, she was talking to producer. He said, what? Okay. She was in what, Step Up 7?
And how could the producer gonna take his goddamn sunglasses off when he was inside the house?
Restaurant. She in Step Up, was there a Step Up 7?
Girl, they got like fucking... They got as many Step Ups as they have Bring It Ons.
I feel like which one was she in?
She was in the original Step Up. And she was also in that Sean Paul video, Give It Up To Me.
Because guess what? He wanted to pay for that orange background, okay? He didn't want to spend money on bitches. He said, oh, what's that bitch from Chicago? Get her. Okay, and she probably ain't even Chicago. She probably like College Park or some shit like that. Okay, Collinsville.
Shut up. but
Springfield, Illinois. Okay,
he was also one of the Wayans brothers' girlfriends on White Chicks.
Who?
Drew. That was her on White Chicks.
Oh, the crazy one?
Yes, that was her.
And listen, good for her. I'm glad I hope she got enjoyed her 24 pack of Mountain Dew and a pizza. Fucking bitch. Okay.
Well,
she don't even act. She got on the phone with homeboy. Okay, she said, so I was thinking you want to go to the movies? Bitch, that ain't acting. Okay, is that acting? Of course he don't want to go to no damn movies. He would rather sit in that motherfucking white, that suit as a white bitch, okay, than go to the goddamn movies with your bitch ass. Fuck you, Drew. Fuck you. Crazy bitch, okay? Raggedy Ann wigs.
Raggedy Ann
wigs. Pippi Longstocking ass wigs. Amelia Bedelia ass wigs. Okay. Shit. Miss Grundy ass wig.
All right now.
Her wigs are accurate. When she turns her head, that whole motherfucker move with her. It don't wave, okay?
Her wigs are like when they have the Barbie toys, but they sell the Barbie toys in the Happy Meal, and the Happy Meal Barbie toys don't have real hair. They got the painted on hair.
Her wig moved like a troll doll. Just stick right there, okay?
Oh, Lord. So, Sonya.
Who else is on that show?
Sonya, girl, pick a side or stop trying to be Marlo's interpreter.
Pick a wall. Boots, pick a wall. Okay.
Like, it's just like stop trying to be Marlo's interpreter. It's not doing good for you. Like, Candy even said, stop trying to be her lawyer. And I feel like
I guarantee you, if Sonya gets another season, Marlo gonna be on her ass.
Well, I feel like there's gonna be a big fallout between her and Candy soon. I feel it coming.
Sonya?
Uh-huh.
Is it Sonya or Sonya? I ask this every week.
Sonya.
See, she's not even that significant to me for me to know her fucking name, okay?
What did Evelyn Lozada say? She's a non-motherfucking factor.
It's a non-motherfucking factor. Pull, pull, pull. Whatever the fuck she says, okay? Give me something different, okay?
Like, but okay, so on the positive side of this, the Gucci brunch, the It's All Gucci brunch that Sheree had, was the most chaotic but entertaining moment that we have had so far this season.
And more entertaining than outside the escape room?
Well, the escape room was chaos, but it was like she's about to beat this bitch's ass chaos. Whereas, like, this was like the messy shade that I missed from Atlanta. Between Sheree giving Kenya the Heimlich maneuver because she's choking on Marlo's bullshit, and then Marlo's critiques of everybody's Gucci wear, and then saying that they all look like a bootlegger girl group, and then fucking Kenya coming up in there not even wearing Gucci, wearing Coco Chanel. Fucking Beyonce, I can never say Coco Chanel anymore because she done slipped and said that shit in that concert. It's been stuck in my head. Every time I hear heat, I'm like, Coco Chanel.
it's a few staff members dead somewhere because...
Girl, I don't want to spoil the tour for the girls that have not been watching, but let's just say whoever was working that night at that tour when they fucked up, they're unemployed right now. They better go talk to the EDD girl.
You better go find Ashanti on vacation somewhere. You better go find Seventh Streeter.
Not Seventh Streeter. But
Tina but Chi.
The brunch was messy. There seemed to have been some headway with Courtney, whose voice I cannot stand. And
you're the second person I heard that from. My homegirl, I was just talking to you before we got on the sing. Mm-hmm. She said I can't stand her voice.
Her voice is just
it's real.
It's like scratching a chalkboard. Like it's just like
the same could be said about my voice. My voice is shrill.
My voice is shrill too when I get excited. And you know, it's whatever. But you know, they worked it out. And then, like, I feel like everybody kind of worked it out besides Marlo and Candy and Marlo and Kenya. Marlo is just, girl, the thing about it is like, for example, like New Jersey, you could tell Jennifer Aiden and Margaret, they kind of made up just for the sake of the show. they know that their jobs rely on at least having some type of harmony within the cast. And it's kind of getting to that point with some of the girls in Atlanta where it's like, okay, some of y'all might need to have a conversation off camera and be like, listen, sis, we have to keep this show going. And we can't keep having these
stank ass. Get in that group chat.
We can't keep having these stank ass fights over dumb shit or trying to pin something on somebody, and because it's stinking up the joint, you know. But the brunch was the right amount of shade and messiness that I needed, and I feel like okay, maybe this is the start of an upswing for the Atlanta girls. You know, y'all are, you ladies are the group that got me into this world, that got me into this universe. Those are my main girls. And it does break my heart to see so many people rooting for the demise of the show that brought me into this. So, of course, I'm always
If these hoes on Rodeo had a bad rating, they wouldn't say a goddamn thing.
Okay? They didn't say a damn thing about the hoes in Kodo.
Not the hoes in Kodo.
They didn't say a damn thing about them hoes in Kodo with that 700,000. So, you know, like I said, everybody has peaks and valleys. Every type of entertainment has a peak and a valley. And sometimes you just have a valley and it's okay. But like, you got to get back up to that peak. And, you know, I have faith that the Atlanta girls are going to bring it, because usually out of all the Housewives franchises, I feel like Atlanta and Beverly Hills always get the longer seasons out of everybody. Cause like, I feel like lately, like,
oh, like 45 goddamn episodes.
Cause like Jersey was only like, what, 18?
Making five.
Salt Lake City was like only like 13, 14. But like Atlanta and Beverly Hills usually give us like at least like, minus the reunion, at least like 20 episodes. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we see that mid-season trailer and we see what else is coming. And honestly, I'm holding out hope and I'm excited and I hope that they turn it around. I feel like they are going to turn it around. It's just, y'all need to stop grasping at strings to give something. Just give us authentic stuff. Please, ladies. All y'all.
And a lot of y'all accounts be bullshitting, okay? Saying, oh, you know, I know exactly what's going on the rest of the season. Are you sitting right there on Bravo watching the tape? Some of y'all get these little screeners or whatever, but really, don't act like you're really up in it. Okay?
I think the only one that has seen everything, because they said they've seen everything, was B. Scott. Because Bravo sends him all the stuff.
I believe Brandon.
But all these other ones, I don't, you know, it's just like, just stop. Just watch the show. Stop trying to enjoy it or not.
Okay. I do not care if you do not like Garcelle. I don't care if you don't like, I don't care if you don't like Sutton. Candy. I don't care Candy. If you like Sutton. I don't care if you don't like, I don't like the majority of these bitches, but I'm not going to spend all day bullshitting on these hoes and just starting shit just to start it, okay?
Or trying to, or what a lot of these girls are starting to do now is, because they even said this on Two Teas in a Pod, a lot of these fan accounts are getting messy and sending DMs talking about, oh, I know this, this, and this about this cast member of yours, that cast member of yours. Bro, let the wives do the mess. Let the mess unfold on screen. Stop trying to be a producer because you're a fan.
The Bravo fans are really like some of the worst people in the world.
Well, honestly, it's with every fandom, because like the wrestling fans, girl, ooh,
Ooh.
The Bravo fans are like Barbs, old ass Barbs. Okay.
Girl, don't summon them. That is a fan group that I do
Super not. Super Freaky Girl is a dumpster piece of shit. Mm. And I will sit on that.
I'm gonna let you sit on that because that's on
Mary J. The Blige. Okay.
Don't bring Mary up in this.
I'm saying that song was a piece of shit, and that's on Mary J. The Blige. Okay.
Don't bring TT it's up in this.
Period. Purr. Okay. God damn it. I think her new song came out tonight, though.
It came out tonight, and the sample's Barbie Girl with Little Orphan Annie, Ice Spice.
Facts. That's the only good part of that Karma remix with Taylor Swift. She's in the cloud. She says, facts.
I'm not even going to go into my thoughts on that. You know, if you like it, I love it. Anyways.
Clifton's a Swiftie, y'all. Okay.
No, I'm not. But you know what, though? But here's the thing. I don't hate her. She actually has a lot of bops. Taylor has a lot. Taylor Swift has a good catalog of bops. I would say the thing that Taylor Swift does that kind of annoys me.
I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the blue. You know, that's your shit, okay?
I like that song. And especially, bitch, don't get me drunk in that song. Come on, bitch. I'm going to sing at the top of my lungs to all the other white girls in the club. But, like, the thing that irritates me about her, and then we're going to get into Orange County, is the victimhood that she does. Like, remember when she was upset about Kanye having that wax figure in the video and saying bitches, but then they actually had the phone conversation of her giving him the okay to have that figure.
The only good thing Kimberly has ever done in this world is bring out that tape.
You know, like, and it's like the perpetuate making a career out of being a victim. It kind of gets a little tired, and it's just also like, girl, how many motherfucking times can you re-release a goddamn album to get your stats up? How many times? How many motherfucking times? You got the Midnight Edition, the Day Shift Edition, the Night Shift Edition, the Graveyard Shift Edition, the Prostitution Whore Graveyard Shift Edition, the motherfucking Crap Pipe Edition. Like, girl, ain't nobody else doing that but you. Okay. And then you know, and then
you sure put out no edition of my man is a whole, or my previous man is a whole ass
racist
motherfucker.
Girl, okay. Well, she done broke up with him.
You know, a bit too late in my book, but you know.
Because I saw some videos that man posted, and I was like, Taylor, girl, that is a PR.
She cares too much about her reputation to let that have lasted that long.
Girl.
After all that shit came out.
Because, like, I could understand. Here's the other thing, and now I'm about to get into the Orange County bitches. The thing
Our
that.
Our can has been good tonight.
It's been good tonight. And I'm stone cold sober. I am sober as day right now.
Are you? What? Why would you even do? Hold on. Why would you even play me like that?
Because I have shit to do in the morning. Listen, I paid for this trainer and I'm not fucking up. Okay? I am going to be snatched soon. And also too, my workouts before work have been doing amazing wonders for my mental health. And also too, I need to cut back on the drinking and the Mary. I'll still partake, but I just want to do that for myself. That's all.
It's about to get bland, y'all.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Just warning y'all.
Shut up. Anyways, as I was saying, I saw them videos. The thing that people do that irritates me on Twitter is whenever someone gets any type of like clout, press, fame, notoriety, they will search their Twitter name
and say, like, did they say nigga? Did they say faggot? Did they say bitch? Did they talk about this person? Did they say anything? And then they'll hold them to the fire for something that they tweeted in 2008, 2010, 2011. And it's just like, how do you have the mental capacity to keep track of everybody who has said something stupid or done something stupid? Like say for instance, like somebody's coming out with a movie and you say, oh, I'm excited to see this movie. And then someone said, oh, I ain't forgot what they did. And it'll be something that they done said on Twitter back in like 2011. And it's like, girl, who has the mental capacity to keep track of all that shit? I don't. And then I'm the bad person because I'm quote unquote supporting a horrible person. Bitch, I didn't even know that the whole person was horrible. Not just that, one, two, I'm not seeing the movie strictly for that person.
If I care that much, I wouldn't even, I'd like two people out here.
Girl, like, I done forgot about, I know I'm going on a tangent, I done forgot about all the dumb shit that Ezra Miller did because I don't really check for Ezra Miller. But I was excited to see the OG Batman in that Flash movie. So I was talking about someone, I was like, ooh, I want to go see that Flash movie because they got the OG Batman, Michael Keaton, who is one of the best Batmans. And I just want to see how it goes. Oh, how dare you support the movie knowing what Ezra Miller did? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Girl, I forgot because I got my own life to worry about. And it's just like, you know, I get it. If you don't want to support them, cool, whatever. But it's just like I said, I don't have the mental capacity to try to keep track of everyone's dumb fuck shit.
They're the same ones who listen to Morgan, whatever his name is, white boy, sings country, who called somebody a nigger. Okay, he's number one on the charts right now.
The same ones that listen to Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber actually posted a damn video of him saying one less lonely nigger. I forget about that. You know, and it's just like, but after a while, it's just like, what do I gain from trying to remember all this?
Not a goddamn thing.
Do I get props for not going to a movie because one actor out of the whole ensemble cast is horrible? Or because a producer or because of a editor or somebody done did something wrong? Like girl, I don't, like, that's your prerogative. But to expect everybody to know these things, because let me tell you something. The real world and Twitter are two different things. Everybody in the real world ain't keeping up with all this shit like how people do on Twitter.
Like, you're right. Because, for example, if I wanted to go see The Flash, I wouldn't know who Ezra Miller is if they walked past me on the street. I don't know who that person is. And I don't care.
I don't care either.
So, yeah, I truly don't know who he is. Whatever, I've heard about him. I didn't click on it because I don't care.
Oh, let me just know them. They're non-binary.
Uh-huh.
It's Pride Month. We just got, you know, keep it cute. Anyway.
I didn't say a damn thing.
Ooh, that thing.
See, instigation. I didn't say anything.
I messed with you. I did. That was my fault. But no, I just wanted to, you know, correct you. I just wanted to put that out there before somebody try to come for us. You know, pronouns mean things. But yeah, let's get into Orange County. So I took notes because I watched it this morning because I wanted to be fresh in my head. Emily. Girl. First you drinking off of the dog, and now your dog humping everything. Girl, you might want to go talk to the dog whisperer and get your dog's life together and stop drinking that dog water.
The good furniture. we had to finish the outside furniture.
The part where she was talking to Shane's mom, I was just so distracted by Shane's mom's lips. Like, was it me or did, like, one side of the lip was, like, hella look at her swollen? Lip. What her lip doing? Like, it was, like, one side was, like, hella big. Like, she got stung by a bee or ate some crawfish or something that she was allergic to.
Hella big.
Yes. And then, you know, then after that scene, then we go to Heather's house and she's, you know, the kids are finna go to college and she's talking about, you know, getting them all prepared for stuff. And the thing that always...
Let me say something about Emily. One last thing on Emily.
Uh-huh.
Her blue confessional is not... I don't like it at all.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Other than the long-ass tracks, in a different world, she's like the tether Jacqueline Larita.
You think so?
But... Because Jacqueline's moving to Orange County, okay? And she's going to look just like Emily soon, okay? The highlights and all this bull. Well, I don't like the blue confessional because she didn't do the fit right in the bust of her dress.
Uh-huh.
Her titties look like she got blimp titties, okay? It's just long. The cleavage line is like a mile down. It's not supposed to look like... It ain't supposed to look like Jack A. Harry titties, okay?
Mary.
Man.
So when Heather was talking about, you know, getting into acting, and then they were talking about how they wanted to move to Los Angeles, honestly, I feel like Heather's going to go to Beverly Hills. I feel it. I feel like Heather would be a better fit on Beverly Hills. Heather is... Beverly Hills, you know, because I feel like Orange County is a little bit more laid back, a little bit more chill, a little bit more, you know, relaxed, whereas Beverly Hills is about the opulence and the couture and all that stuff. That's more Heather's speed. And when they were talking about, you know, they were talking about starting a home in Los Angeles. Starting a home in Los Angeles, I was like, not her planting the seeds to jump ship to another show. But yeah, I think she would be a good fit on there. Now, let's get to this damn cut fitness situation.
With what cast? This current cast?
Yeah.
They would have to get rid of Crystal or...
Get rid of Crystal or replace Dorit with Heather.
Oh, please get rid of Dorit. Pay your bills, bitch, on your little surgery.
I saw that shit. I was like, how you not paying $19,000, but you up out here stunting on everybody?
Okay. Done rented. She got a premium subscription to what St. Louis from St. Louis got. Buy a bag or steal, rent bag or steal, whatever the fuck that shit was, but she getting them bags. Okay?
That ugly ass bag. That ugly ass
That was racist. Shit. Okay? Al Sharpton should have shown his ass up and said, what the fuck is your problem, bitch? What the fuck were we talking about? Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Heather Dubrow.
Yes, okay, yeah. Dorit, replace Dorit with Heather. I'm fine with that, okay? And I want Heather to get Kyle together. I want Heather to let Erica know, bitch, stop fucking playing. She's a who else? Yeah, we're good. And yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Take Dorit out.
Yeah, that would be a good choice. So now we go to Tamara is going through it with Shannon. And then she wants to extend the olive branch to her and have her come to the
cut. That scene was some bullshit, okay?
Okay, whoever edited that scene, I feel like they probably were like, okay, we didn't get the best shot of the phone. So then go back and pretend that she's calling you. Because I was like, how are you getting a FaceTime call, but I fucking see your home screen and I don't see her on the FaceTime?
You already said hello and you're talking and the home screen is on. That's new. That's new.
Yeah.
You got that new FaceTime, bitch. And the other scene is bullshit where her and Jen were talking about it in the gym, okay? And she's like, I said that? I didn't remember anything. Bitch, you're a fucking goddamn lie, Tamara Sue. And secondly, you're calling Shannon all kinds of drunks, and you're the one who getting all the way fucked up.
Yeah,
and Shannon is a drunk, but Shannon, you're a drunk,
but you were fucked up on that boat. Fuck a duck, like, really, girl. And so then, of course, you know, Shannon, rightfully so, was hesitant to accept the apology, and. You know, I would be hesitant as well, because I'm like, bitch, you just called me everything but a child of God last night. Now you're trying to be all cool and ever like that. And Heather was actually on Watch What Happens Live, and she made a good point. She said, if you're BFFs, how come when you weren't on the show, you said that you never hung out, but now that you're back on the show, you guys are hanging out? It seems more like coworkers than BFFs to me.
And that's what your voice twin should have been talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of focusing on the sister with the country hoe, okay? Instead of talking about Candy and Kenya, let's get with the program. Okay.
Now, let's get to the... And then Taylor, Lord Jesus, Taylor and these fucking extensions were stressing...
Taylor looks fucked up. How you gonna come on here looking toe up? She looks like the motherfucking flappy shits at a car dealership. You know what I'm talking about?
No, you know what? Her hair, it just, I'm like, girl, you couldn't blend them that
rubber
better?
Ass flappy in the wind things that be flying around. Okay, that's what she looks like at the car dealership. Them little wavy things that looks like they're dancing sometimes, but it's just mm-hmm. flapping around. That's what Taylor looks like. Okay, straw extensions. It's like her whatever she did to her face is barely settling. You need to come on here looking right. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but I can attest to making drunk plans with somebody and then not remembering them. Because Heather was like, what? You signed me up for a movie role and you're showing me the office and the set, and then I'm coming over here working with the damn actor coach talking about pretend you're doing a blowjob to blowjobs make your voice better or some shit like that. And then when Taylor was like, I'm not very good at that. I was like, girl, why are you going to announce that L on national television? You mean to tell me you spent all that money to make your lips bigger and you can't suck a dick?
Well, she got them fillers in the cheeks. She can't be doing that much suction.
Girl, are straight people okay? Because y'all are saying sucking dick is a damn once in a while thing. No wonder why divorce is so damn high in straight world. Because let me tell you something. It is high. Let me tell you something. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and you ain't sucking my dick and I'm not sucking your dick, we ain't in a relationship. Period. Shit. I'll be damned. And so Cut Fitness was closing, you know, due to the pandemic and everything like that.
You didn't talk about Regina.
I'm getting there. Oh, about her fucking up, Gina fucking up her damn questions.
That, yes.
I'm like, girl, I could have did better than that, and I'm not even trying to be a damn real estate agent.
They put the pop quiz up there. I said discouraged, obviously. And she should have known. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay. Girl, I feel like she was faking for the camera.
You better go on over there with Chrishell and them on the Selling Sunset with the mother hoes. Selling OC. Because she probably don't want to compete with Maurice doing them.
Girl, they would eat her alive.
They'll put her in Carson, okay?
Before we get to the Cut Fitness party, there was one scene that really pissed me off. John, you ain't shit. Why you got Shannon the icon Bedore? You know she's a woman of a particular age. Why you got her climbing through the front seat of the car when you could have been a damn gentleman and before you part, gave some space from the curb, got out and opened a door and let her out like a damn gentleman and then parked the car correctly?
You want to see your struggle?
I don't know, like that maybe it's just, maybe I'm old school, I don't know, but like that really kind of like, I was like, John, really, girl?
He did that because he didn't want to go to no goddamn crystal store. I want to go to no crystal store either.
I guess, but like that just made him look like an asshole to me.
He was whack.
And so let's get to this damn Cut Fitness party. So of course Tamara's son comes there with the damn cowboy hat on. And I was like, ooh, that's very fitting. It's giving very January 6th. It was giving very January 6th. I was like, ooh, you're very, very trumpety. I was like, the less I gotta see of you, the better. Miss Sandy looks younger and rejuvenated now. She getting that dick. I was like, okay, girl.
A little makeover a little bit.
Okay, she looked like compared to how she looked like on the first seasons to now, Miss Sandy looks young, refreshed, relaxed. I was like, okay.
She used to have a Kate Gotham hairdo.
I think she got some bundles in her hair. I think that's what it is. I know she got a facelift on one season. I remember that. But like, I have nothing against cosmetic surgery, but like, it's when you start looking like a fucking claymation character or looking like you're fucking animated by the Rugrats. That's when it's like, oh girl, you're doing too much. Like, but now Gina, girl, why are you going to bring up the post that Jim posted about the damn gym? Now, I understand, like, from my point, I could see how that post could be interpreted as messy. But on the other side of that coin, I've seen many posts with that same music or whatever like that. But it was just the timing of that post was very suspect. What do you think about it?
I don't mind Regina bringing it up. Because I'm looking at her, I'm like, okay, I see you trying to do your job.
Yeah, no. Okay. And see, and like I said, that is how you do it. That's how you do with a job right. The shit that Marlo's doing is grabbing at straws. But what Gina did, if you wanna produce, if you wanna stir the pot, if you wanna make mess, that's the right way to do it. And I was like, ooh. And then, you know, bringing up the fact that she found her boyfriend at the gym and was cheating on her husband with him, like, that was, like, perfect. Yes, let's get to the mess. Because, you know, it ain't housewives unless you got mess.
Instigation is key.
And, you know, a lot of people don't like Gina, but I was actually very proud. I was like, go ahead, Gina. Come on. I was really very pleased with her this episode.
I am
I've never caped for Regina at all, but you know what? I am not mad at it.
She did what needed to be done. You know, you have to carry the bones. You know, every franchise has to have somewhat of a bone collector or someone to kind of like keep things moving.
When she showed the tape to Heather, okay, Heather said, "Let's keep it on the low." Okay, and she did exactly what I needed her to do. Put it on the high, okay?
Uh-huh. And girl, so, and Heather had me weak when she was talking about the scale, and I was like, I was expecting Tamara to go off. I was expecting her to pop off. But I feel like this ain't the end, because I feel like her and Miss Jennifer are going to get into it later on. But
she throws a damn napkin in her face at some point.
Oh, that's her. She does it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But that post and what she said on that post, that was shady. Bitch, especially if you know that Tamara is going through what she's going through and you're on the show with her and you're close to her, you could have kept that in the drafts, or you could have used a different caption. You could have just said, "I'm thankful for my family." Boom. Whatever. Like, you know, it did not need to be said.
I think Tamara's calming down, which I do like, because the first episode, it was all bravado. She came in hot. The second episode, she was a fucking drunken psychotic ass bitch. Now I feel like she's a bit much more tame. And I want her to stay at this level, but get hot when you need to. But I don't need all the bullshit. I don't need more scenes of you going down the highway in a motherfucking motorcycle. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Okay.
All it ain't in all, like that. All in all, I enjoyed the episode, and I can't wait to see what's next. I feel like we got some beef.
You like the Emily 2000 panty?
Huh? Girl, Emily, between drinking out of the damn doggy dish and taking off your panties at the damn hibachi table, you could have went to the, and I understand.
It smelled like chicken of the sea up in that motherfucker.
And here's the thing. I understand the restrictions of underwear. I get it. Because let me tell you something. When I wear sweats, I don't like wearing underwear. That's just me. Or like if I'm wearing like shorts, I don't like wearing underwear. I like the breeze. I get it. I understand. I'm a thick bitch.
You're just out here teasing bitches and all this bullshit.
I'm a thick bitch. Okay? So I get it. And Emily's a fellow thick girl too, so I get it. But at the damn table, girl. And then you took the damn panties out and fucking put it in Tamara's face. Girl.
Tamara probably smelled them, okay?
Where should I do that at? That's some white people
Benny
shit.
Benihana, okay. Girl,
we don't do that up in here. Okay. But all in all, I enjoyed the episode. It was a nice...
Honestly, you took some panties out and smelled like Velveeta.
Shut up. Honestly, both shows gave me hope for the future episodes. I enjoy both shows this week. And it's been a long time since I've been able to say that. And I'm happy that I'm able to say that. I enjoy both shows this week. What about you?
I enjoy both shows mainly because I didn't have a third.
Oh.
And we know what that third is, okay?
And that's the motherfucking
them Domino's pizza bitches.
And that's that on that.
Little Caesars, bitches.
Papa John's.
Oh, Papa John.
Okay. Papa John's. Rigatoni.
Okay. Prego in this motherfucker. Ragu.
Ragu. Pesto pitches.
Shit. Okay. Quiznos.
Cilantro's.
A Quiznos sandwich. Remember them rats in the commercial?
I know. They're at Lisa Rinna's house now.
That Quiznos sandwich. I couldn't believe it had rats in the damn commercial. Anyway.
Blimpies.
Motherfucking Togo.
Bitch, I ain't seen a Quizno or a Blimpy open since.
I don't know where Quiznos is at. I see a billion different Subways in the corner or something, but I don't know where Quiznos is at.
Because they all get closed by the health department. Every last one that I seen got a B or a C, and they got closed.
Because Emily orders a sandwich and take her panties off right there in the line.
That's okay. Exactly what it is, Emily. God damn it. And now you finna start closing up Benihana's.
Shit. She's gonna close up all the Panda Express. Ain't no orange chicken for you bitches no more. Okay?
Okay. Hibachi. You know what I'm gonna call this episode? Hibachi Coochie.
Hibachi Coochie. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I like that. Speaking of Hibachi, the Panda Express, let me tell you something. Last time I went there, mm-hmm. I ordered one of them before we ordered when you came out here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last time I went, a few months ago, I ordered one of them three entree plates. The two entrees up top, the chow mein on the bottom, and another box of some bullshit. Okay? Can you believe they gave me one motherfucking soy sauce? I said extra soy sauce. One soy sauce. What the fuck is that? I'm not trying to be overloaded with sodium, but I need at least three for that shit. It's a big fucking plate. You cheap ass bitches. You lonely bitches. What is wrong with you? Does the soy sauce come out of your check? Because if it did, I wouldn't even give out a soy sauce. I'd say we don't have it. Bitch, going down to the Ralph's, get a soy sauce, $3.
Girl, I got a whole damn thing of soy sauce in my refrigerator while you're bullshitting.
Shit. What you make? You be making rice. What you making?
I sure do. I be doing stir fry, some rice, some chow mein.
You a lie. You be making chicken and fucking other bullshit.
I don't make the shit, girl. I just, you know, I take it out the box and I put it in the microwave. But
oh, you rip it out the plastic,
like I'm acting brand new.
Okay, Sheree, you're too old for it. Leave your kids alone. Tell your kids to leave you alone.
Oh,
okay.
On that note, it's cute
when you try to do the trends, but stop playing.
Girl, looking like Hazel Lee and Juice Adora had a baby. Anyways, we'll see y'all next week. Thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. Bye.
Bye.